Right, we've been doing Hilchot Tachanun. All right, so there's a halacha that Lechaber brings down. This is in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Nehagu l'shaloli pol panav b'tu ba'av. The minhag is not to do nefilas apayim, which means Tachanun on the 15th day of Av. V'lo b'tu b'shvat. Please, I need everybody's attention. Not on the 15th day of Shvat. V'lo b'rosh chodesh. V'lo b'mincha shalofanav. Not on Rosh Chodesh, and the mincha before it. So which day is the Mechaber saying not to say mincha? In other words, sometimes we have sort of semi-holidays, and we don't say tachanun on that holiday, and what about the mincha on the day before? So what is the Mechaber saying? Which day is he saying not to say tachanun? Anybody listening? Okay, let's read it again. Okay, he says, the Mechaber says, Nagu shloli pol paneim b'tu ba'av, minag is not to do b'nefilas apayim b'tu ba'av, v'lo b'tu b'shvat, v'lo b'rosh chodesh. He mentions 3 days. He says, "V'lo b'mincha shalofanav." Which day is he referring to? Right. The Mechaber is saying, just don't do tachanun on the mincha before Rosh Chodesh. Right? The mincha before Tu B'Av and before Tu B'Shvat, the Mechaber is saying, do say tachanun. That's the way it sounds like, right? Because otherwise we'd say, "B'mincha shalofneim." He says, "B'mincha shalofanav." All right? Then he says, "V'lo b'chanaka." Not, don't say it on Chanukah, Tachanun, and some say also the Mincha before Chanukah. And then he says in parentheses, is the Baragola B'cheino again. And then, okay, let me stop here. Now, this is from the Piskei Tshuvas. So he quotes, V'yeshmavim shatama du etiknum limanam lo tachanun b'mincha shalofanav. Some want to say the reason we don't say Tachanun on the Mincha before a sort of like, in quotes, a Yantiv, let's say like Rosh Chodesh. We don't say Tachanun on the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh. Who Kadeshi is Kiru B'mariv Shacharkach L'Hazkir Me'in Amora. In other words, that's a reminder that we say Yalav Yavo tonight. In other words, where the Tefillah changes at night, so the reminder is I don't say Tachanun on the Mincha beforehand. That's the flag. That I have to do my Mariv differently. Mincha, I see, I forgot. Today's Rosh Chodesh, that's it. So no Mincha, it's like, that's the flag. He says, Uvazen avin, madul adivere shulchan arach, I'm your attachin b'mincha shalofanav, urachlin Rosh Chodesh, chanukah purim. He says, that's why we can understand that according to the Shita Mechaber, I just leave out tachanun by Rosh Chodesh, in other words, Erev Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah and Purim, and the Mincha before. In each one of those instances, so there's Yalav Yabo, or Alanisim, he says, V'ha'achronim heim, shosifu limana, gam b'tu b'shvad, b'tu b'av, v'purim katan, v'lag ba'omer. The achronim add on, that we should also not say tachanun on the afternoon before these other days, that don't have a shinui in the tefillot. Now, Uchanira, yishim gedulat ayom, ha'atid labo, ba'erev, shenachin atzmin l'ka. So it seems that the Achronim feel that we want to like sort of get ourselves ready for this day. Alavai, we should be in a mental state like that. In other words, so even if it's Lag BaOmer or Tu BaAv, it's like a reminder. I have to get myself prepared. But Afki Ein Hazkara B'Tefillah, even though there's nothing different in the Tefillah, so it's changing. In other words, so the Mechaber is saying one way, and the Achronim are saying we're going to take out Tachanun in more days. So based on this line of reasoning, let's say Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. Do we say Tachanun on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur? Just to answer yes or no. Erev Rosh Hashanah, do we say Tachanun?
No.
Okay, Erev Yom Kippur, do we say Tachanun? Okay, good. Let's make it clear. That's the way they do it in litigation, right? Could you answer my question yes or no? You get the clear answer. Not all this stuff all piled up. Now, he says, Omrim Tachanun. So we say Tachanun, the Mincha before Erev Rosh Hashanah. We say Tachanun, the Mincha before Erev Yom HaKippurim. He says, the Einachad Me'atamunal. There's no change in the Tefillah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. And the way he's saying it, the date doesn't have such a chashivas that we would go that way. Now, I tell you, it's interesting. The Beis Medrash in YU, they have this based on the Psakim from Rav Schechter. He says that we also would say Tachanun on Erev Yom HaAtzmaut and Erev Yom Yerushalayim. That's the way Rav Schechter paskins. Also you could say it's for the same reason. There's no difference in the Tefillah and the day, I guess, it's important, but not that Chashuv the other way. All right, now I'll just do a few more lines and then I'll be it.
Erev Lagomi, don't say it?
On the Mincha on Erev Lag BaOmer, so the Achronim say we don't say it. That's right.
Why?
Because
it's
we
different.
Again,
we should say it.
No. In other words, it's Chilukei Shitot. we don't say it on the mincha before Erev Lag all those days. In other words, like we said, let's say Purim Katan, you know, Tu B'Av, Lag Ba'Omer. So the sheet of the Mechaber is to yes say Tachron on the mincha beforehand. But the Achronim say, don't say Tachron on the mincha before. I don't know what Sfardim do. What do Sfardim do? Oh, so that's it. So you're getting on the Sfardim halacha. Rabbi Shem Tov, you want to add anything about this, about Sfardim? Okay, but Sfardim do say it on the mincha beforehand on those days. Is that right or not?
No, she didn't.
She didn't. Oh, don't say it. Didn't he just say the opposite a minute ago? All right, I have it on tape, Sam. Anyway, okay. So Sfardim are the same as us. You don't say mincha, the tachon of the mincha beforehand, right?
Anytime I know
his mincha. Okay. All right, now he quotes here, Uve'erev Shabbat mechatzara yom en omrim tachanun ekip dush de Shabbat. Now, on Friday afternoon, going from chatzot, we don't say tachanun, but af mi sheba ones icher tfiltosha shakrit akrob lechatzot. Let's say through some ones, a person was davening a very late shakrit on a Friday, and he's davening Shmona Esrei. It's like, let's say Chatzot is 12 o'clock, so he's davening Shmona Esrei 5 minutes to 12, and then he says, Lo yomar tachanun, unafilat apayim. He shouldn't say tachanun, im kivar yihiyah chatzot hayom. It's really chatzot hayom, he should leave out the tachanun. All right, I think we're going to call it a day with this. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rabbi Chananel, Moksh Mayos, Baal Sil, Tichach, Moksh Mayos, 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 Moksh May